Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Kathy. As always, this is Kathy Prohoroff, your hostess with the mostess, here to share today's topic. And today's topic is kind of a one that's, I don't know, these are all pretty close to my heart and important in my opinion, which is obviously why I share them. But today's topic is based around how to release the need to be right, how to release the feelings of needing to be heard. Okay, did you hear that? If you are like me, most people that I've worked with, that I am close with, we have this deep desire to be right. We have this deep desire to be in control and to have everything go as we see fit. Because that's what we've learned to do. That's what how we've learned how to survive in our life. Think about it. Our whole goal is to survive and thrive through our life. And things that we've learned from the past and experiences in our life and those around us that were impactful in our world and what we've learned had a lot to do with that. And it's not that we are trying to be challenging to others that don't feel that we're right at times. It's just the fact that we've learned that we have to do this. And one reason that most of us have this desire to be right is because we might not have felt that we've been heard. And feeling heard means that we're valuable, means that we're important, means that we're worthy. And when we don't think that people hear us or pay attention to us, we don't feel valued. So let me ask you right now, you may or may not have issues in this area, but I believe that this is an important topic because whether or not you struggle with it, I want you to consider the fact of the people in your life that may be struggling with it. Because when we are trying to be right, we're trying to be heard, we're trying to be accepted, and we're trying to be loved. And these are very important needs. Our human needs are based on this. So if we don't get this, you know, we almost feel like we're dying, and we might feel like we are. So if you feel that you've been unheard or you are unheard, do you feel the need that you have to prove yourself? You have to be right. I want you to ask yourself a question, okay? And it will help if this is you or someone that you know that you would like to understand better, I'm going to encourage you again to take notes, write down, or just sit with it and just turn everything else off. Don't be checking your news feeds or doing anything that's distracting. I want you to just absorb today's topic because this is deep. Again, this is a human desire we need. It's a need, okay? It's a survival need to be loved, accepted, heard, and right. But I'm going to talk more about what that means. So what does it feel or what does it mean to be right? Is there a clear cut right and wrong in our lives? Well, yes and no. Yes, I believe the things that I feel are right. But then I can look at it and say, well, someone else might view it a little bit differently. Obviously, if it's something completely good and evil, then we're talking about something else. But I'm just talking about opinions, assumptions, beliefs. There's going to be many different variations to the decision and the belief whether something is quote unquote right or whether that is quote unquote wrong. There's no such thing as right or wrong. It's basically what we, each of us, have chosen to believe. I believe specific things are right. I can meet somebody on the street. They could disagree with everything that I believe to be right. And they can associate those with being wrong because they have a different perception. And you know what? That's okay. But if I have this need to tell them and convince them that the areas that I see right, they must see, is it probable that I'm going to change their mind or not? Well, let's flip it. If you're not sure, then consider the fact if somebody were to come to you and you have a sense of the things that are right in your life and your mind and things that are wrong. And if someone came in and sat down with you and chose to start a discussion to convince you otherwise, to switch your belief on your right and consider them wrong and vice versa, would you just choose to decide that that's true? Most likely not. Otherwise, it's not a deep-rooted belief. It's kind of flaky, because if we can change that quickly, we're kind of flip-flopping and we're not really that embedded in that belief. Beliefs are deep. They're deep-rooted. Again, doesn't mean that they're right or wrong. It doesn't mean that it's true or false. It just means it's a belief. And looking at it from somebody else's perspective is giving that person value. It's actually hearing them. You don't have to agree with them. The issue that most of us have is that we want to argue our truth. We want that person to see it from our perspective. And the problem with that is that they won't see it in exact the way we do, because they haven't lived our lives. They haven't walked in our shoes. Even the people closest to us can't always see every little thing the way we see it, because we see it from our eyes and our angle and our perspective and everything that we've ever been impacted with and how those experiences impacted us. So to consider the fact that we have to give ourselves this pressure of explaining ourselves and to be right in every area, consider the fact of politics, religion, opinions on day-to-day life, you know, raising children, finding a partner. All of these things we have in our world are based on our belief system from our past, our lives. And these are deeply rooted and they're very valuable to us and they're very important to us. So when we're trying to share this with others, we're trying to share in an important side of our life with this person. And the same goes for people that are trying to most likely convince us of things that they see. And when we look at an argument, we look at this argument as anger. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see it as, oh my gosh, I you know, start yelling and then the energy gets escalated and emotions come up and words come up and it can become this back and forth set of volleying the ball back and forth to prove something that the other person is never really hearing, because we are unlikely hearing them either. We just want to prove what we know to be true. And what we know to be true is based on our perspective. But what if we were to switch that around and look at it from their angle? They also have a perspective. They also have beliefs. They also have a past life of events and experience that shaped them. Does that mean that they're wrong? Does it mean that we're wrong? Does it mean that we have to argue with each other to figure out who's right? Now, I am 100% guilty of this for years. I mean, most of my life, I have to be honest. I've always wanted to be right. And it was this deep need to be valued, to be heard, to be respected, to be worthy. I feel for many of my years, I didn't feel I was worthy. And that was my constant desire, was to feel worthy. And there were struggles in my life that I had to choose in that moment. Am I going to step up to this challenge or not? And they were difficult, very difficult, and emotionally challenging and just draining and exhausting. But unless I took those challenges and decided to do something with them and learn from them, I'd be lost and I'd continue to struggle. So I believe that every experience in our life teaches us something, and those lessons create new beliefs or expand on our current beliefs. So it's okay to shift our views. We don't have to be so hardwired. We all have an inner being, an inner spirit, our subconscious brain. I believe in the spiritual side, and that I believe the spirit within me resides in me, and there's that feeling of that intuition and the inner guidance and in my inner spirit guiding me. And for the years that I didn't accept this as my guidepost, I fought many years with trying to be right and convince others to see things in my perspective. And that's a really negative place to live. And I choose now to live in the fact that I have my beliefs and I believe strongly in them. I'm not saying that I don't, but I'm saying that just because I believe strongly in them doesn't mean that someone else that I meet or know has the same belief system. That doesn't mean I have to write that person off and consider them, you know, unvaluable and unworthy to have a relationship with or speak with or learn from. Well, that would be sad because we're all here. We were all created for some goodness, right? And we can have that together and learn from each other and grow from each other. But we have to understand that we don't always have to convince them our side of the coin or what we believe or what we decide to be true. So moving on, because we kind of broke down the right and wrong first. It's what I wanted to do before we do that. But if you struggle with being heard or having that desire to be right, you're just thinking, gosh, Kathy, that sounds great, but I when I get into an argument or somebody comes up and disagrees with me, I just have this deep desire, urge to persuade them otherwise. I have to convince them of the way I see it. And I'm going to ask you for a moment, if it's not going to change your mind if somebody were to try to just talk you out of your belief, then why would that even matter or happen in reverse? You can't convince somebody. They have to experience it. They have to feel it. It's about emotion. Belief is about deep emotions. And those deep emotions then create new feelings, new beliefs, and these patterns are built up. So we can't force that on people, but we can accept and hear them. And you know what's really interesting is when we turn around and we stop for a moment, literally just stop and say, okay, if I feel unheard and I feel unworthy because I'm unheard and I have that desire to be right, the harder I fight at this, why does it seem to get harder? Why does it seem to get more resistant? Why do I seem to push people away more? Well, it's because that's the emotion that we're pushing out there. We're pushing out that negative, I need you to hear me, I need to be right emotion. And that person has the same desires. So obviously they're going to retreat. They're going to retract, possibly move away from you, possibly avoid you because that's an uncomfortable person to be around. It's trying to force, push. And I know many people like that as well. And instead of judging them harshly, thinking, well, gosh, they're kind of a jerk. They want to always be right. They want to pressure me. They make me feel uncomfortable. I think about it in a different way now. I think about that person feels unvaluable. They feel unheard. They have a deep desire to be heard. And so I want to hear them. I want them to explain it. And I don't have to tell them whether I think they're right or wrong. I could simply say, that's very interesting. And I can ask them questions about it if I want to learn more, or I can just listen. And there's something very powerful about that, just listening. Just shut up and listen. I think for so many of us, we want to talk, we want to speak because we feel that that's us giving value. And you know, the biggest point of value is to listen. Because if you feel unheard, guess what you're looking for? Someone to listen to you. Not to talk at you, not to convince you of something, but to listen to you, give you the respect, and let you speak from your heart. Because that is so powerful. And we feel connected in that. Really, even as the listener, to sit there and just completely listen without judgment, without assumptions, without anything, just to be open and loving and kind. If this person, this human is sharing with me, I feel important because they want to share with me. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd like you to consider when you want or you feel unheard, how strong is that feeling? So for example, if you feel unheard in your relationship, on a scale of 1 to 10, how strong is that feeling? If you feel like your partner or your family or people in your lives that you value and you want respect from because you respect them, if you feel that they don't hear you, they don't listen, they don't give you the attention, how does it make you feel? Because if you're on that scale closer to 10, that's a problem. It's a problem in that relationship. Now, most likely, you know, again, it takes two. There's always both sides of the coin. So a lot of it sometimes is our end, our issues we have to work on. And that's really the only person we can fix. That's the only person we have control over, trying to make it a more pleasurable relationship. We can't change them, just like we can't convince them to change their beliefs based on how we feel about our beliefs. But when people don't hear you, when they're not present, when they don't try to give you the attention, how does it make us feel? It makes us feel unworthy. It makes us feel like we aren't valuable enough for them and their time. And it makes us feel small. And for a lot of us, it can remind us of maybe a time in our life, maybe childhood, maybe a time, an experience or an event we went through that we felt maybe like we were a little bit invisible. A lot of us tend to go back in time and when we were a child and maybe trying to get the attention of an adult or your parent or your teacher or someone that you needed their attention and they were too busy and they were like, okay, not listening. How did that make us feel? Most of us, it makes us feel like, you know, we need to be bigger. We need to be more important until we can be heard. And at that time, we're just not. And then we grow up with this feeling and we continue to fight this feeling. All the while we're grown up, but we still have this feeling that we're not worthy. We're not good enough. And so then this starts to affect other areas in our life. Maybe other relationships that we're trying to be good enough. We're trying to be accepted. Right? Maybe in our work, maybe in how we take care of ourselves in our life and our eating patterns or other issues that we have that we fall back into bad habits. A lot of times it becomes to this point that we just don't feel confident within ourselves. We don't feel valuable. And we have that need to connect with others. We have that need to be accepted by others. So why do we need to be heard? Think about it. Why would it bother us? If you're not heard all day long, how would that feel? Consider just going through your day. Nobody hears you. Nobody gives you any attention. Nobody asks you any questions. And if they do, they just walk away. How would that make you feel? Would you feel that, why am I even here? Why am I putting myself out there? It doesn't even matter. And that's that problem, because if we're not connecting with others and reciprocating that connection, then we really feel that, you know, what's the point? So instead of looking at it in your perspective, I'm going to have you do something else. If you feel unheard and if you feel like you've always have to be right, I want you to consider the fact that there are people in your life that feel the same way and you just don't see it. You know why? Because all we're focusing on is how we feel. And many times we get stuck in that because, you know, sometimes it feels pretty darn crappy. Sometimes we've gone through our life and we've suffered some pretty awful things and we've survived, but it's still with us. And it's sitting with us, and we want something to take that feeling away. We want something to heal that feeling. And so this is what we're after. And all we're doing is we're absorbed in this feeling of take care of this, get this out. I want to heal myself. I want to move forward. And never really seeing that there are other people in pain too. There are other people that need this as well. And the best way to heal ourselves is to turn around and hear someone else. Give somebody else that value. Slow down and listen and just give the respect. I know for myself, in my childhood, I was very shy, and I've shared this many times. I really didn't speak very much. I know my teachers all wrote on my report cards that I was quiet and shy, and I didn't really have a lot of friends in school, and just was a very quiet person that never believed that I had anything worthy to say. Sad, I know, but it was just my confidence level, low confidence level, and as I got older, this began to change because I had to force myself to do something about it. And I was tired of feeling unworthy and insecure. And I thought, I'm just going to change it. And as I started to change it, then I flipped to the other side of the spectrum. And then I was this talker who talked all the time and, you know, controlled all the conversations and came into a room and I was loud and obnoxious. And I remember meeting people that had known me in my childhood later on in my adult life and thinking, what? You're the same person because I don't even recognize you. You're completely different. And I at that time thought that was a great compliment. Now, here I had swung from one extreme to the other. I had been this wallflower who never spoke, never said anything, could just pretty much be invisible, to this person who could not be ignored because she's so outspoken and opinionated and loud. And I realized that both sides of the spectrum made people nervous, made people feel uncomfortable. Not speaking, well, why am I even there? She's not speaking, right? So that's what other people thought about me when I was younger. Older, now I'm just like blah, 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 talking and trying to be heard and trying to prove something because I was trying to prove something from my past and people didn't feel heard. So there was this disconnect, miscommunication in how I was perceiving how I had to be, where I needed to be anyway. And then I started to just learn about the perspective and shifting my perspective in all areas. And it started to impact how my energy was out and around other people and how that made other people feel. And when I felt that way, it started to kind of change and shift different just relationships. So when you reflect in terms of how you are presenting yourself to people, all of a sudden you look at it from their angle, you know, like taking off glasses and putting them on to look at it from a different angle. And I started to realize the less I was out there yelling and screaming and talking, and the more I was listening, asking questions, obviously partaking in the conversation, but more in the question and a little bit kind, more of like an interview type of a conversation, people would resonate a little bit more and they would want to be a little bit more communicative. And all of a sudden now they're saying, wow, you're just such a great, you're such a good connector. You're such a good conversationalist. And yet here I was talking less and listening more. So for the sake of today's topic, if you're struggling here, instead of trying to fix it, I would encourage you to look at it from the angle of somebody else, from their perspective, so that they can then feel heard and feel valued. And in turn, they start to respect and value you as a result. So it actually works twofold. You start to be able to just stop and listen to somebody else instead of putting all that attention on yourself and all your issues. Why me? Why me? How come it's so hard for me? And turn it and reflect it back on them in a positive note, not trying to convince them anything, just being very, very interested. Just be more interested and ask questions. And in turn, they will want to speak more with you and you will feel more heard. You will feel more valuable. And it's a shift that most people don't understand because they're trying to force their way into this and fix this. And it's difficult when we're trying to fix something. So instead of, you know, falling into that, why is this so hard? Why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel this way? And what does it mean in terms of how it's triggered me from my past? If it's affected myself in different events in my life, when I do get triggered by this feeling of unworthiness and not being heard and not being right or not being heard as being right, how does it affect me? And then not just stopping there, but going, why? And then once you go why, you can understand different times. Maybe it's going to bring up a past experience, you know, a time in your life that you didn't feel that valuable. But again, turning it around and actually listening to others and giving them that connection so you can reflect and maybe learn things. I mean, it's pretty impactful how you start to learn from other people just based on listening to them and their perspective. It's you know, a whole new learning curve, and it's powerful. It really has been a powerful shift. So for today, I want you to consider yourself today, regardless of you feeling heard or respected or valuable or worthy, whatever that may be for you today, or if it's somebody else that you know might be feeling this. I want you to consider for the fact that right now, what is it that you do every single day that gives value to others? You know, are you a parent? Are you in a relationship? What do you do for work? Who do you impact in your day-to-day life? And I want you to either list out all those people or just think about all those people and just see their faces in your mind, flashing in your mind, and their names come up and who they are. And then who in your world would be lost without you? Think about all those people that rely on you, that need you. You know, again, see their faces, see their names, you know, each one of them, they have that bond with you, and they need you, and they lean on you. Whose lives are you connected with? Who loves you and would do anything for you? For many of us, it's parents and family and siblings, and sometimes it's not. But who in your life would just love you no matter what you did and have your back no matter what, because that is just how they feel about you as a person? And who is in your inner circle? You know, the people that you just can go to when something happens. Those are the first people that you go to. We usually have 1, 2, 3, you know, up to 5 that we go to because we know that they are going to give us what we need. They're going to give us that love, that acceptance, that just that respect. And these people Let me tell you, these people know you, they love you, they trust you. Whether sometimes you feel like they're listening to you or hearing you or not, understanding that if you feel that way, you must first turn it around and start hearing other people, because chances are you're not hearing everybody. When we struggle in one area, we tend to treat other people in the same respect. So switching it around, you're going to then attract people that hear you. And if it continues with these people in your life that you've seen their faces and you know, these are the people in my circle, these are the people in my life that are powerful to me, that are part of my life, that are part of my world, and we don't feel valued and heard by them, consider the fact that maybe you sit down with them and just share with them, I don't feel heard, and I want to talk about that because it's very meaningful to me. It means a lot to me, and I respect you, and I want to share this with you. It's very important to me. And see how that changes the relationship, because I'm going to guarantee you, if they truly have your back and they truly love you and honor and respect you, they are going to hear you and they are going to change these habits that they might not even see. So I hope today was valuable. I hope you took some good nuggets away today. Take down some notes if you haven't yet and just jot these down so it doesn't just go in and out of your mind and sounds like a good idea and then we forget in the next hour or two. Take this with you, practice this, and if you want to share how it went with you, again, go to the website and connect with us. You can connect with myself, anybody in the team. You can, you know, reach out and just read a little bit about our programs or our blog. There's just a lot of information there, and you go to www.thesuperstarelite.com. And again, I thank you for your attention and your presence today, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day and week.